God chooses to use us. God is faithful to God's promises, and as we prepare ourselves again for Jesus' birth this Advent season, let us praise God that we are God's instruments in this world. We are God's instruments of the plan that He has for this community, for this church, for this world. No matter how bad or insignificant or unworthy we think we are. Now, I have to say something here. Some of us, you see, there's an equal sin to pride. You know what? You want to know what the other equal and opposite sin is? Oh, He could never use me. Oh, I'm just not good enough. You see, that's just as sinful as the other. Right? If we choose to have a pity party instead of doing God's work, that's still saying no to God. Amen? Amen. So today, God comes to you as you are, wherever you are, whatever you're thinking, God comes to you. God wants you to be a part of the process. God wants you to be a part of His purpose. God wants you to say yes, and God gives us the opportunity to do so. The question is, are you willing to acknowledge what God has done for you and to step forward into God's will? Are you willing?
Yes.
Are you willing?
Yes.
Are you willing? Because, folks, it's not going to be easy, is it? We'll talk in the future weeks about what happens when people like Mary and Joseph step out into God's will. Possible stonings, family that rejects them. Are we willing? Let's pray. Dear God, we give You thanks and praise for this Advent season. We thank You, God, that we look forward to the birth of Your Son. We ask, Lord, that You anoint us with a spirit of patience, that as we stand on tiptoe to look at what comes in the future, we remember that You call us now. Anoint us, God, fully with Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, fill us, Lord. Help us tangibly feel Your presence in our lives so that we can be a tangible presence in other people's lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Would you please stand and turn with me? Actually, please remain seated. I'm sorry. Turn to Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus, number 170, 196. Let us sing that song as we prepare for Holy Communion.